Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refuse to pay their bill in Russian rubles. Congress will hear testimony today regarding the border crisis that continues to get worse. One of those testifying, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News this morning.
I read the plan from Secretary Mayorkas, and the first statement says it all. We inherited a problem from the previous administration. When President Trump was in office, we saw a manageable 400 migrants a month. Now we're up to almost 8,000 migrants a month.
USFL Football League Week 3 has two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday this weekend. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The world's oldest person has died in Japan. Kenneth Burns reports.
Kane Tanaka of Japan, who was recognized as the world's oldest person, has died at age 119. Born in January 1903, Tanaka enjoyed playing Othello and had a penchant for chocolate and fizzy drinks. She was certified as the oldest living person in 2019 when she was 116 years old. City officials in her hometown of Fukuoka say she lived at a nursing home and was in and out of the hospital only recently. With Tanaka's death, the world's oldest human is now Lucille Randon, a 118-year-old French nun known as Sister Andre.
The older you are, the less you fret about aging where you are at. The insight from a new Associated Press poll found that U.S. adults ages 65 and older feel much better prepared to age in their own homes than those in the final stretches of their working years. The outlook among those 65 and older is upbeat, with nearly 8 in 10 saying they are extremely or very prepared to stay in their current home as long as possible. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When COVID-19 hit America, Nebraska GOP Governor Pete Ricketts did not lock his state down. He told Newsmax on Tuesday that his state received an A-plus grade from the Wall Street Journal's editorial board and praise from Politico in their scorecard because his state took such a balanced approach.
We took a balanced approach. As you mentioned, we didn't do lockdowns or mask mandates statewide or anything like that. And we tried to let people live a more normal life. And then one of the things that we did is we really leveraged what we'd done around process improvement, Lean Six Sigma, our Center of Operational Excellence. All those things, all those lessons came in very handy as we assembled the team to respond. You know, we had to put a plan in place that called for increasing our testing, our contact tracing, getting PPE, finding quarantine space, putting together plans for at-risk communities. Our directed health measures were targeted to how many people we had in the hospital, so we never got caught up in case counts or positivity rates. You know, we looked at things that mattered.
Elon Musk on Tuesday criticized Twitter's top lawyer for banning stories on Hunter Biden's laptop, a story that could have changed the outcome of a presidential election. Quote, suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate. End quote. Elon's takeover of Twitter still has a few months to be finalized, but for any reason the deal falls through, there will be a $1 billion assessment fee due. It's unclear who would be required to pay the fee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. So we've got Mike Gonzalez with us. He is a Senior Fellow Heritage Foundation member, and we're going to be talking about his new book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's entirely my pleasure to be on with you, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Well, Mike, why BLM? Why did this come screaming out at you that you had to do a deep dive that nobody else seems to be interested in doing?
You know, it's an excellent question. I was driving home one night. I parked my car in the driveway, and I had been thinking about all this. And I said, hey, look, you've got to write a book about this. It's not going to be easy. It's a controversial subject. But you have to write it because I saw it clearly. I saw that the media was not reporting on what the Black Lives Matter organizations wanted to do. So immediately I called my publisher, Encounter, and I said, look, I'm going to write this book. You know, you guys don't have to carry it. I can take it to someone else. And they said, no, absolutely not. We want it. Let's talk in the morning. We'll set up a meeting. And you just took off from there. You know, I made a decision. The first time I arrived at a book this way, there was no book proposal. There was no book. I didn't write chapters. I just called my publisher and said, this is what I think. I can see it clearly. They're communists. They're fanatical Marxists. The media is not reporting on this. I want to write the truth. And they said, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Specifically with BLM, because I had similar feelings about it when it came out. I just said there's something rather smelly here. It doesn't seem to make sense. What stuck out for you about BLM that the red flag started flying about?
They said they were Marxists. They said they were trained into Marxism. I looked into the people who trained them. People like Eric Mann, who was a former Weather Underground guy, spent time in prison. The Weatherman, the Weather Underground, for those of your listeners who are younger, they were a terrorist organization designated as terrorists by the FBI. Eric Mann, who spent time in prison, trained Patrice Couleurs for 10 years. 10 years, well before BLM, well before Trayvon Martin. He recruited her. He says that in his book. Alicia Garza, another co-founder, was trained by Harmony Goldberg, who is a cultural anthropologist who is an expert on Antonio Gramsci. Antonio Gramsci was the communist, the founder of the Italian Communist Party, who came up with the idea that you need to infiltrate the cultural institutions of society in order to indoctrinate Americans and Europeans into accepting Marxism by telling them that their society is odious. That it is oppressive. And I saw that's what they were saying. They were saying that we live under systemic racism. They were saying that we live under America's an oppressive society. You know, I travel all the time. I'm abroad right now. I have lived overseas at least, you know, a year in seven countries. America, it's not perfect. It can never be perfect. It's a place on earth, but America's pretty good. And I would say I have to do something to stop America being dismantled.
Mm-hmm. Well, they started rewriting history, as you capture in the first chapter. the founding versus slavery. They just went absolutely reckless in this new iteration of American history regarding slavery. And this was typical. This is typical of what communists do. They find an itch that nobody is scratching, and they get it to the point to where it becomes so irritating that people, you know, next thing you know, is their worldview is altered based on a total lie.
Right. They look for weaknesses in a system. It's like a virus, communism. They look for weaknesses in the system and enter the body that way, enter the body politics that way. So when the U.S. has a history of racism, so they see that as the weak point and they exploit it. I was in Spain last month talking to people, and I said, well, you know, critical race theory, how would that work here? Because you don't have races, right? Everybody's white. And they said, yeah, but we have sexes. And it's gender theory that's being used. And here where I am in Guatemala right now, they have indigenous populations. So they're starting indigenism. The roads were blocked yesterday by people who want to set up a multi-plural state, a plurinational state in Guatemala. So Eric Mann, whom I mentioned earlier, the guy who trained Patrice Cullors, one of BLM's co-founders, he gave an interview in 2015 in which he actually talked about this. And he said, look, we communists, whether it's the climate, the environment, sex, gender, race, national origin, this is just a little division of labor. What we want to do is destroy the United States. Mm-hmm. So we will try to do it through climate, through race, through gender, through sex, etc. But don't be fooled by that. That's a division of labor. Look, Bill, this is out there. Why doesn't the media report it? Why did it have to wait for my book, BLM, to come out?
Well, because, you know, the fact of the matter is you go back into the 50s when America, and you had the McCarthyism era that said, look, we've got communists amongst us. I think they went, you know, they jumped the shark on it a bit, got a little extreme, but they started realizing, you know, that this was a real problem to such a degree. We went from, you know, the fulcrum went 180 degrees. One minute we're highly sensitive about communists. The next minute, next thing you know, we have card-carrying communists that get elected in the office. I mean, to the degree that Trevor Loudon reports that we've got over 100 elected officials that could not pass a national security test to be a dog catcher in Washington, D.C., much less, be an elected official. But the nature of our rules and laws are such that they can be elected, and I don't know how they put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, when in their heart of hearts, in their own worldview, they believe in socialism, they believe in Marxism, and they want the utter destruction of America. So how do they do that, Mike? But they've been able to do that over time, and they've got a stranglehold on our government and our bureaucracy, and they are influencing politics. They influence every aspect of our daily lives and the narrative, and they own the media, lock, stock, and barrel, and the media is doing their bidding for them because, guess what? If we probably looked into the, you know, editor rooms and looked into the newsrooms across this country where the mainstream media has gone totally over the top and surrendered, you know, their reason for being based on the Constitution, you know, we would find out that they have no interest, you know, to your point, in the Constitution. They see the Constitution as an anathema and as a problem to their goals.
They hate the Constitution. They hate how we're constituted with a cap C and with a small C. By the way, you mentioned Trevor Loudon. I want to tip my hat off to him. He's been doing this kind of work for a very long time. He and I email each other occasionally. There's two answers to your question. One is communists lie. They will lie. They have always lied. And in the present instance, the communists that we're confronting today, they're telling us that they want to, they're pursuing social justice, and which is just a veneer, a facade for what they want to do. However, Bill, they also say the truth. And that is the darnest thing. They say the truth. They say they want to dismantle the United States. Alicia Garza says we need to dismantle the organizing principle of society. We need to dismantle how but we're organized as a society. They're very open about that. That's everything, by the way. That includes the kitchen sink. That's the Girl Scouts. That's the church. That's fairy tale. They want to change everything.
Exactly. Mike, got to go to break. Real quick, we'll be right back. More from Mike Gonzalez after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you. 14 minutes after the top of the hour. Mike Gonzalez is with us. He's been a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. since 2009. Spent close to 20 years as a journalist, 15 of them writing from Europe, Asia, and Latin America. He left journalism to join the Bush administration, serving as a speechwriter, before moving on to the State Department's European Bureau, where he wrote speeches and op-eds. He is the author of the book, The Plot to Change America, and his new book, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, BLM. Mike, as you were saying before, before the break, there is an anti-freedom movement, and it's that clear that, people, and we've known this even from day one, when our founding fathers came up with the idea that we, the people, would lead the country, not kings, not czars, but that we, the people, would be given the empowerment to be self-responsible and to realize these God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which a government, based on the consent of the people, could not infringe upon. That somehow was an anathema to people. It wasn't that we had, 1,000% agreement. You had people that were there along the way sticking, a stick in our spokes as we're trying to, go down this journey towards this higher aspirational form of government. And they said, hell no, it's not going to happen. And they've been resisting ever since. And it's amazing what America has been able to accomplish, as you said early on. Not that we're claiming any kind of perfection. We're humanoids, as a matter of fact. So we're not going to be perfect. But doggone it, when you consider what this government and what America has meant, for Americans and for the world, gosh, I mean, we have quite the legacy, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, and that is why they understand that America is the jewel in the crown. Communists are internationalists, by the way. They believe that all borders should disappear, that the nations should not exist. And they understand that so what they want to do is spread communism all over the world, because it doesn't work in only one place, right? Because the talented, the hardworking, the virtuous will leave, as they always have. The people have always fled communism because you want to be rewarded for your actions. And they realize that America stands in their way. America is a godsend to the world. America is important, not just to us Americans who ask God to bless it, but it's important to the freedoms of all over the world. And that is what communists look at us and say, we must get rid of you. We must destroy you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make them look bad. There's no doubt about it. Well, Americans, after what happened with George Floyd, And then the Black Lives Matter movement really jettisoned into another gear, which actually goes back to the Trayvon Martin incident and the death of Trayvon Martin. And as we talked about earlier, this kind of gave rise to BLM, and they were, energized in a huge level after George Floyd, and Americans en masse, really bought into the narrative. And I think they imagined way beyond, I believe, the vision that even Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza had for Black Lives Matter. It just kind of anecdotally expanded and became like a blob just gaining momentum. And people were contributing en masse to Black Lives Matter. I mean, to the point now that they're, a bit embarrassed to realize that what they were investing in was Marxism, number one. And number two, a group of people and founders that, were happy to take care of themselves, to serve themselves and not the lives of black lives. It didn't matter. What mattered was their black life. And especially when it came to buying, huge estates, a $6 million home in California, for example, there's reports of some, 80, $90 million that's missing somewhere. And they're telling the IRS that we don't know where the donations went.
They said last year, just over a year ago, they published, Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation published a 2020 impact report, and they said, well, we raised $90 million in the second half of 2020, and they went through all of their political achievements, which were actually quite notable. And I urge your listeners to look at for the BLM 2020 impact report online. It's online. But then you have to subtract from that. So they had at least that, right? Probably much
yes.
more. Much more because they've been around since 2013, as you said, Trayvon Martin. And then we know they spent the $6 million in the mansion in Southern California. They spent an equal amount, if not more, in a mansion in Toronto, which by the way, was the former headquarters of the Communist Party of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Patrice Couleurs went on a house buying spree, which the New York Post reported on last year. And she says, well, it did not come from donated money. Well, what else does she do? But that should still leave. They said it was only $90 million, which of course it wasn't. But let's say it was $90 million. Well, my goodness, there must be like $70 million lying around. Where is it? Well, a BLM GNF does not deign to report to the IRS, even though it's a 501c3 organization that by law must produce a 990 report, 990 form to say we're a charity. This is what we have done with our money. This is what we tried to do. We're going to do with it. They haven't published that. They've been very silent. And now Patrice Couleurs, who really is impossible to parody, she says this is triggering to her. That the Form 990 is a way for the government to weaponize the bureaucracy against her. The IRS should be looking into this. We can only remember what the IRS did to the peaceful Tea Party people about 10 years ago who did nothing.
Yes.
The states of California and Washington, right? They're not purple. They're deep blue. Their attorneys general have told BLM-GNF that they're suspending their fundraising status until they come up with the figures.
Wow. Yeah, this is, look at it. If you can get away with it, and they seem to be, and this is what happens with the left, there's no accountability. And the question, even when I spoke with Bob Woodson just about the war on poverty, and, you know, it's roughly estimated somewhere $25, $30 trillion since the mid-60s of the people's money has been put toward the war on poverty, and we barely moved the needle. And I asked Bob, I said, Bob, where did the money go? And he goes, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that money went to black bureaucrats that are administrating, you know, the taxpayers' money to help poor people. So here it is, you know, it's disgusting what we do. And you know, Americans in large, we have such a heart of compassion and we want to help people and contribute. But then you read instances like this where BLM comes in and they're happy to take advantage all in the name of black Americans. And they're robbing from them and claiming after everything is all said and done that, oh, it's triggering to hold them accountable. Go figure, right?
Yeah. By the way, the father of Michael Brown, who was killed in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, this is a very important thing because it was then that BLM-GNF really brings a lot of communist organizations to Ferguson in November 2014 to strategize, to plan an approach for how to take down the United States. The father of Michael Brown is saying, where is the money? I haven't seen a penny of it. The mother of Tamir Rice is saying the same thing. She says, don't use my daughter's name. Stop using my daughter's name because we haven't seen any money.
No. Without a doubt. Well, it's controlled, and we know. Victor Davis Hanson, a friend of the show from the Hoover Institution, has this to say about Mike Gonzalez's book. He shows why Americans must take seriously the architects of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and critical race theory. He systematically reveals how these Marxists seek to transform America into something unimagined by the founders and unrecognizable to most Americans today. His diagnosis of the threat is superbly argued and his wake-up call sorely needed. Mike Gonzalez, congratulations on the book. We got to do a follow-up, buddy. I look forward to having you back to talk more and get into more detail about the making of a new Marxist revolution, BLM, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Anytime. God bless you. Anytime you want to have me on, it's an honor for me to be on with you.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God. And it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. Congress will hear testimony today regarding the border crisis that continues to get worse. One of those testifying, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News this morning.
I read the plan from Secretary Mayorkas, and the first statement says it all. We inherited a problem from the previous administration. When President Trump was in office, we saw a manageable 400 migrants a month. Now we're up to almost 8,000 migrants a month.
USFL Football League Week 3 has two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday this weekend. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler joining us now. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am okay, except for what's going on around our world, swirling and wrecking the world.
Well, no doubt, you and I have, from day one when you and I talked, we talked about, you know, the appropriate size of government, and we've been getting just the opposite, especially under this new regime, which is an extension of what 8 years brought us under Obama and Biden. Now we've got, in a sense, a third term of these two characters that are bloating government, killing us with inflation, killing us at the gas pumps. Our borders are wide open, but yet we're spending money to secure borders in Ukraine, some 8,000 miles away. How do you square that circle?
I know, and as important as anything else you've just mentioned is the surfacing and revelation of an oligarchical command structure in the Russian government to which Putin has gotten access and who he really serves. He doesn't serve the people of Russia, mm-hmm. nor would he have invaded the Ukraine if he was committed to average citizens and their needs. Look at the dead. Look at the homes destroyed, etc. He is a patron of the oligarchy that he's allowed to develop that now runs the wealth, runs the machinery, runs the industry of Russia to the detriment of America's future.
And, of course, the other thing that's missing in this narrative, Lou, and we've got lots of ideas and narratives and opinions flying around, propaganda, dare I say, that's flying around. Our media certainly is not doing anything to expose China's involvement in all this, right?
No, that's right. It's an extension of their failure to report accurately on the Hunter Biden's laptop, which they finally acknowledged, but which was deadly for turnout and the election result. So, no, you're absolutely right, and this is the challenge we face. And not only prices and price of gasoline, et cetera, going through the roof, but all this green energy business that's underway. That first we have to solve major problems for America's families before we even start talking about some of this nonsense.
Well, we're on a socialist agenda, something that President Trump had denounced, and even when he mentioned it in the State of the Union address, that America would never become a socialist country. Well, little did we know that the oligarchs of America, the lever pullers, these major corporations, the Vanguard, State Streets, and BlackRocks of America, these investment funds that control, these institutions like social media and the networks, the media newsrooms and that are telling them what to do. And they're all complicit and in a cabal with the communist Chinese. Little did we know and understand what was happening in, behind the curtain with the deep staters and all those and these globalists and how they perpetrated a coup with the American election. And I don't know if you saw this interview and saw any of the footage with Piers Morgan. And Piers Morgan pretty much confronted Trump. Yeah, I guess he felt he had to, tell Trump that, that he was kind of goofy, in a sense, my words, for believing that. There was a fraud perpetrated in the 2020 elections. Well, and he's challenging Trump for proof, but yet he's not offering proof himself, which is what the other side repeatedly does. They don't offer any proof that says that there wasn't fraud.
That's absolutely right. And when you know and learn that Zuckerberg and others put up to $5 billion to work in local political markets to turn out left-wing voters, and that was not announced. That has not really surfaced. You know we've had a tremendous problem, but I'll tell you, what you had mentioned earlier, the woke arrangement of BlackRock and Fink and his team and others like him that are seizing the control over many of America's largest corporate enterprises is really a tremendous danger for us, for our future. And we've got to use this as a wake-up call to be prepared for our future.
Well, again, the people have to push back, and they're starting to. But, again, you have to realize where our rights come from. They do not come from Joe Biden or Barack Obama. We're reminded in the Constitution that these are God-given rights. God Almighty gave us these rights. But, if the consent of the governed wants to roll over and subordinate our rights to the ruling elites, you've got the America of the 21st century that we have right now. And so quit complaining if that's what you want to do. But if you want your country back, well, guess what? It's enumerated right there in the Constitution. We have every right to demonstrate against, this tyrannical government. And what they did to the January 6th patriots is unconscionable. It's illegal. And, just like a judge realizing and dealing with the case about mass mandates, the same thing is going to happen with the January 6th. But sadly, we've got American citizens who have been kept in jail without due process for over a year, some in solitary confinement. And boy, you talk about a stain on our constitutional government. To me, that is another one of those stains perpetrated by Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party.
Now, you put your finger right on it, because the mischief that people at the federal level want to commit to destroy the independence of the states and local governments, perpetrate the changes in our schools, the training systems, the merging of boys onto girls sports teams, things that are alien to America's history and progress and against the traditions of our nation. That's what we have to recognize is the battle before us, and get ready to fight that war in these midterm elections especially.
Lou, you and I have been sounding the alarm on this, and I think, people are beginning to wake up slowly but surely. We see, you know, whether it's the mama bears in Virginia, even in San Francisco, of all places, where the people are saying enough of this indoctrination, enough of this wokeista mentality. It is not consistent with the values we hold. And you have people who have traditionally voted Democrat and have aligned themselves with the Democratic Party, and they're starting to really read the platform of the Democratic Party, and even more so, see the fruit, see their empirical evidence that they flat out, you know, put out there in the public square, and going, nah, that doesn't work. I'm not interested in that kind of party, and this is why they're stepping away. And it's also why I think we've got now over 31 Democrats who have said we're not running for re-election. You know, for various reasons. But I think the biggest reason is because they know they're going to get shellacked, number one. Number two is they realize their party has overstepped their bounds. And it's like they say, the old saying, it's not that I quit the party quit me, yes. Right?
Well, and symbolically, the decision a couple of days ago that the mask requirement has been illegal is just gargantuan. Because many of the miscreants at this local level who've been breaking the law and killing people, et cetera.
Lou Euler has been our guest. He is the founder of LimitTaxes.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Lou, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Dr. Greg Smalley back with us. Greg is with Focus on the Family, the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation. And it seems like every time we end up talking, we talk about marriage. And I think it's because, God likes to chuckle, because here we got two knuckleheads of all people, talking about the very thing that they need the most help themselves with.
Exactly. There's irony there.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. On TV, of course, we're seeing, what I saw is excruciatingly painful when you have a couple like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard in front of millions of people telling their story and the battle of their marriage. And, for me, Greg, I want to rewind, how they got there from the very beginning. And what God, seemed to convey to me is what he warns us about, not to be unequally yoked. And I know some people, people of faith read that as, being associated with a person of faith versus somebody that you hope you're going to bring him into the kingdom somehow through the process of engagement in marriage. That's one form. But I think there's other forms of being unequally yoked, like maybe age, maybe culture, other things that, put the wind in front of your marriage and are holding you back that may cause you to be unequally yoked. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I would agree with you. There can be some big things that couples, as they're dating, need to go and do a counselor to talk through. When we did some research around, dating, seriously dating couples, we found that one of the strong strongest predictors that could predict success in a marriage was, what do your close friends and family think of this relationship?
Right.
And often if there are a lot of people questioning, concerned, seeing red flags, and yet we don't listen, I've always told my daughters and my son that, listen, at the end of the day, I will walk you down the aisle to whomever you choose. You have to know that is 100% your choice. But I hope that we have a relationship strong enough to where you trust me and mom, that you're willing to really listen. I said, you're the decision maker. So whatever concerns that we have or a family friend might have, that you need to take that stuff to the Lord, to a counselor, and you get to decide. Just because I say something doesn't mean it's right or wrong. That you get to decide that. And so I would wonder if we're not, as we're seriously dating someone, you know, as we're engaged with someone, if we're not taking the time to ask people, what do you think? What are you noticing? Are there red flags? Is there something that you would encourage us to think about and really commit to going to premarital counseling? It's just, in this day and age, it's an absolute must. We're idiots if we don't go to a professional, go to our friends and family, and really go, let's here's our story, here's our issues, are we going to be okay?
Yeah, well, think about it. Here you've got the marriage industry, and then you've got the divorce industry. And the divorce industry doing very, very well, thank you very much, because we're silly. We rush into this stuff, we don't take our time, and we disrespect the sanctity of marriage and why God established it.
Right.
And we think like, just like the way we worship God, that we can be so casual about it. Well, you know, you do so at your own heartbreak and expense. And as you said, and I heard this, you know, in between the lines of what you were saying and throwing out this warning to us, is be careful, because you may not be willing, but you may not have no choice to pay the price of your hurriedness.
Yeah, and very poor decision. And
that's even before, you get kids involved.
Right.
You get kids involved, Lord have mercy.
Oh.
The problems become that much more exponential, not to mention generational, because then the damage that you two are creating as a husband and wife goes on to the kids.
Absolutely.
And their kids. What a mess.
It is, and there's no guarantee that you know, as you pray this through, really seeking God's will, as you're asking friends and family, as you're going to premarital counseling, I mean, there's never a guarantee that, oh, you guys will be fine. You know, there's still challenges that we have to figure out. How do we walk through those dark seasons? My oldest daughter married 3 years when her husband said he was done and unwilling to get help, and you know, Mother's Day 2020 was their official divorce.
Wow.
And, you know, as I look on, you know, my wife and I, you know how many hundreds of hours we've spent processing, going, what did we miss? And, you know, I think at the end of the day, we didn't see. But it didn't matter, because at the end of the day, they chose each other, and they needed to get the help, like we all do when we hit hard times.
Right. And they will come. I mean, this isn't roses and rainbows and unicorns. I mean, welcome to marriage. I mean, you know, as you've been very vulnerable in sharing, you know, about the ups and downs living with Aaron. I mean, that's like I Love Lucy almost, isn't it? Not as bad, though. But you know.
That's a good visual. She'd probably agree with that. We 3 years into our marriage, we're about to hit 30 years this May. But, you know, 3 years in, I really didn't think we were going to make it. She didn't think that we were going to make it. Our hearts were hardened to each other because of some issues and conflict that we'd been going through. But I tell you, what I love is Samuel L. Jackson, he had written something, and I love what he said. He said, with the success of his marriage that's been over 40 years, their secret is they decided early on to stay in the marriage no matter what. And that was Aaron and I. As we hit those really hard times, I remember the day I told her, we're taking the word divorce out of our vocabulary. It doesn't exist. You know, our only option is to press forward, and that means getting help. And we did that, and we continue to do that. When we hit some roadblocks or some challenges, we absolutely will go in and sit with someone and better understand it. I mean, whatever it takes. That's exactly. Grit. Grit is doing whatever you need to do to stay married. Do it.
And so much about it, Greg, as I'm living through my life as well, it's about hearing the other person's heart, isn't it? I mean, and that's what came out for me as I'm watching Johnny Depp. I'm going, boy, this man is grieving because he's not being heard. And usually you hear that from the women. Oh, he's not hearing me, you know, or he's discompassionate or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're hearing it from a male side, which I think is valuable because this is not, gender exclusive.
Totally.
You know, just as much as women aren't heard, men are crying out saying, hey, you're not hearing me.
Absolutely. Well, and I always tell people both people have to matter in the marriage. Both are important. Both hearts have to matter. And at the end of the day, you know, when Aaron and I really sit down and hear the hurt, hear the pain and care, it's kind of like Jesus, you know, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Well, he was weeping with the family of one of his best friends, Lazarus, who had died. Jesus knew how he was going to solve Lazarus' death. He raised him from the dead. But he spent time first really caring and hurting and grieving with the hearts of these family members. It reminds me of that quote, I think Teddy Roosevelt, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yes.
And I think Jesus modeled that perfectly, that, man, I don't want to get to a place that my heart is so hardened that I'm unwilling to really hear and empathize with my wife.
Now, you think back of all you went through, and especially on that memorable day when you gave your vows to one another,
yeah,
you know, before God and man, and, you know, the ceremony, the sanctification, the moment of sanctification, God, you know, bringing you as one. You know, when I think about that time and that picture, it makes all the other stuff matter less. Just saying, right?
Okay. It's true.
Yeah, 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
30 seconds left, Dr. Greg. The big takeaway, you know, to me, what I'm hearing you say is, look at, you know, do your due diligence. Take your time. And it's okay. Just because you went through step one and two, it doesn't mean you need to go to three or four, right?
Right. Yeah, that God's giving you a choice of who to marry. As you pray that through with him, ask others, seek counseling, really make the best possible decision because you put in the work. And listen to people. Take all that in. That's how we make the best decision. And then as we make that choice, that's for a lifetime. Then
exactly.
Let's get help when we need it along the way.
And, of course, Focus has great resources and is the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation. Tell people where they can go to, you know, get these resources if they're getting ready to make the most important decision of their life.
Yeah, we have everything you need. Come to focusonthefamily.com. There you'll see our marriage tab, and we have absolutely so many resources and tools to help you build a marriage that both of you are thrilled with.
Well, Dr. Greg Smalley, always a joy. Hugs to Aaron for us, okay? You take care.
Thank you so much.
God bless, buddy. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, Aaron just called, by the way.
She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. and sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message?